With that, we bring in the always easy to work with, the king.
Hey, what up? just got back from Chatham.
Oh, very nice.
What a town. Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, isn't it
the most expensive, richest town I've ever been in my life. Neat and cute, and I looked up online to see what the wealthiest town on Cape Cod is, and they're number two behind Martha's Vineyard.
Right, yeah, the vineyard would be first, yeah. Yeah, no question.
I was stunned at the mansions and the...
Yeah,
it's just a beautiful town. It's just beautiful.
Yeah, it's
we had a really nice time. The Main Street, we walked the Main Street, I can't... There was a headline in the paper that residents had reduced the sale price of their homes $3 to $4 million. It's like, holy, reduced it? Okay.
It's very important.
300 square foot cottage.
Very important to be affordable.
Yeah. We were like the slummers, you know. We were like, that's our house over there.
Feeling great. That's our place. Feeling good.
Their sheds were nicer. So.
Oh, my goodness.
Anyway,
yeah.
A lot of sharks there. Holy moly. They got a shark named Kevin. They name the sharks. They have them all tagged.
S-U-I-T. That spells suit.
Yes, there's the suit shark.
They have so many sharks tagged there that they named them all. And they can tell on radar when they come close to shore. And then one guy was fishing, and a great white shark got on his line. Of course, the shark snapped the line, but it was wild. The shark was jumping in the air. And so this is like 20 yards offshore.
It's crazy, isn't it? What happens is Monomoy Island, which is just off of Chatham, that's where the seals gather.
Yep.
And unfortunately, the seals make an easy target for the sharks.
Right.
It's essentially been the suit sales philosophy. Same thing. All right. So, what?
No good! No good! No good!
You better never make a bad call and let Kevin get his hands on it.
No. We've all made bad calls. You know, it's just trying not to make it an epidemic.
That's a great call, myself.
That call? That's Doug. That's Doug Birdsong. That's not the suit. That's Doug.
Oh.
Who does Bucknell. Doug Birdsong does Bucknell. He's awesome. He's one of the best in the country.
Yes.
Does Bucknell football and basketball. He is tremendous.
Tremendous. Kevin does Bucknell.
He's the analyst and
sideline, all that good stuff. Yeah,
sideline.
Okay. Yeah, he's active in it though. He's really.
Oh yeah, he's active. Kevin does a really good job. We all know Kevin does a really good job. But when he takes on the persona of the suit,
like Superman,
then suddenly things change.
It's Clark Kent, Superman.
Ladies and gentlemen, the suit. Ladies and gentlemen, problem.
So who's going to win the Super Bowl this year, boys?
Well, let's see. The Eagles are out.
I don't even have him in the Super Bowl.
I am going to say I will vote for the Kansas City Chiefs. Even though they have a new offensive line, they've still got enough left in the tank.
I love Buffalo.
Buffalo's
good. I think it's going to be very competitive. I mean, you can't go wrong with the Chiefs. They retooled and they're bad.
Well, Buffalo can still take advantage of the rookie contract of Josh Allen because he's still on his rookie deal, which allowed them to acquire Stephon Diggs. That's what a rookie deal does at quarterback. It gives you
options. Just signed like a $40 million a year contract.
Yeah, but that was
just an extension. That won't take over till his rookie deal's done.
Yeah, it's an extension that starts after his rookie deal's over with. So they're still cap-wise, they're still under his rookie deal. So that's why they were able to acquire certain players, because his contract kept them under the cap. There's never been, and right now, Mahomes' deal still keeps them under the cap.
Really?
There's never been a Super Bowl champion where the quarterback had 12% of the cap or more.
That's interesting. I also like Cleveland.
Cleveland's
really curious team.
They've
got all the tools to win. So
they're curious, but here's the deal with them. They won a lot of close games last year. So do they take the step forward and widen the margin, or in a couple of those games, because they're still close, do they slip? See, that's my issue with Cleveland.
Like the Red Sox.
the Red Sox, when have I said the Red Sox were great? All season long, I said they're a good team.
They won a lot of one-run games, and now they're losing those games by 10.
Right, no, they did. And a lot of comebacks in the seventh inning on where they were behind. And I mean, as I said the whole season, they're good, but they're not great. And I mean, I've been pretty straightforward about them all year. They're good, not great. The Yankees, I hate to say this, need to get Chapman back because they've blown 5 saves in 7 days. So it's like, wow.
Brady can go back to the Orioles. You can have him back, Dick Vermillion.
That's eye-opening. Tampa Bay, I mean, Chaim Bloom was brought into Boston. I don't think you can build Boston the way you build Tampa Bay. Just like if Chaim Bloom were with the Phillies or the Yankees. You don't build the Phillies, the Yankees, the Dodgers, or the Red Sox the way you build Tampa Bay. You have to have the ability, because of your finances, to dole some money out to fill in your gaps beyond what you have in your system. And he didn't fill his gaps in with this team. I mean, at the trade deadline, he did not fill gaps.
Can you imagine if Tampa Bay wins the World Series this year? They got the NHL, they got the NFL, and they got Major League Baseball.
And guess what? My Super Bowl pick is a Tampa repeat. I think they have a very legitimate chance to get 2 repeat champs and maybe a World Series champ.
But that defense, my gosh, that defense is good.
Everybody's back.
Ever,
they fully just brought everybody back from last year.
Yeah, they did. They did, but here's the issue with that. When you do win like they did, a lot of things have to go right, including staying healthy the entire time.
That's exactly right.
They stayed healthy the entire time. They finally did get hot once they got their bye week. Because before the bye week, they were an old, tired team that really staggered into the bye week. Then they got the bye week and came out of it refreshed, and it made such a difference for them. But that's one of the problems with repeating. You have to have a lot of elements go right to win.
I think the only difference with them, and you're 100% right, the only difference was they brought in a new quarterback and he had to learn a new system.
Right.
And albeit that new quarterback was Tom Brady. But with COVID and everything, nobody really had a great preseason, and it took him and them a while to get going. But once they got going, they were just about unbeatable,
Right, and again, I think that coincided with that bye week where they've
a little more time,
a little more rest off your legs. They were fresh. We'll come back with next week's headlines in a moment. Brought to you by Brewers Outlet on News Radio 1070 WKOK. When it comes to car buying, there's the other guy's way, and then there's the SMC way. The other guys force you into a vehicle you really don't want. The Sunbury Motors way lets you take the time you need to browse, ask questions, and take the test drive and think on it. For over 100 years, the Mertz family and all their employees have made your experience the most pleasant one you'll ever have. The other guys won't offer you the best price for your trade, no matter how much they say they will. The SMC way is their promise to provide you with the most money the market shows your vehicle is worth. The SMC way is to offer you all applicable factory rebates on new vehicles and generous discounts. Looking for a pre-owned vehicle? The SMC way checks each vehicle in a 200-mile radius to determine the lowest price, then beat it. It's the lowest price promise, just part of the SMC way. The choice is up to you. The other guy's way or the SMC way? The SMC way wins every time. Sunbury Motors Company in the North 4th Street Auto Plaza, Sunbury, and at sunburymotors.com. Selling more cars and satisfying more customers for over 100 years. All right, time now for headlines of the week.
All right, I'm going to get things started. Based on last night's Field of Dreams game. By the way, Steve, I just got this text from Scott Gilbert, our friend at the Spikes. He just told me the Yankees sent down Andrew Heaney to the Spikes because he stinks so bad.
He speaks highly of you.
I'm done with them, King. I'm done.
You quit? No more Yankees?
He's awful. He's awful. I mean, that was just another horrendous performance last night. So, yeah.
I know.
Set him down and get better with the Spikes.
That was going to be one of my things was the Field of Dreams. I thought that was the coolest thing ever, the Field of Dreams. So, good for Major League Baseball coming up with something different, you know. That was good.
So. All right, Steve, what do you got?
Olympic ratings will not go down next week.
That's exactly right. King?
Let's see. I'm curious with Ben Roethlisberger and Dwayne Haskins. Is Haskins going to be the next quarterback at Pittsburgh?
I think he's on track to be, and I think that's why they signed him.
I think Mike Tomlin is the perfect, because let's face it, Ben gets hurt every year. So you're bringing in a quarterback that you just can't have Ben get hurt every year. Right? Not one of my favorite people, but he's been a great quarterback. Haskins has got all the talent, and with Mike Tomlin as his mentor, he could turn into quite a quarterback in the NFL. I was just curious what you guys thought.
Well, I said in the show earlier, King, I think Mason Rudolph should be in trouble for that number two spot.
Yeah.
We have my buddy Alex Kazor, who covers the Steelers, on a couple weeks ago, and he said that he had just made the crack a little bit, but it would be still Rudolph's job. But I think Haskins has clearly outplayed Rudolph in the first two games.
This is my other curious thing. Why do the quarterbacks who come out of Ohio State seem to have so much trouble in the NFL? And it's not necessarily their athletic ability, but they're immature and they get in trouble, you know? Is there a pattern there?
Yes.
Yeah, I mean, they all just playing under, what's this goober down there at Jacksonville?
Stinking Urban Meyer, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, they come out of there and they're like derelicts, you know? I don't know. But this kid's got a lot of talent. He's got the size. He's good. So if you get a guy like Mike Tomlin to get in his ear and mentor him, he could be quite a player. So just curious.
All right, my next one. I'm going to stick with Field of Dreams. Rob Manfred, of course, confirmed last night they are returning there in 2022. So my suggestion, and actually I think this has a good chance of happening, only because they've played in Williamsport already, and that was a good success, is make it Cubs-Cardinals next year. Two Midwest teams, you got the rivalry, You'll have both Chicago teams in the first 2 years. I think that should make it happen. Cubs Cardinals.
That'd be awesome. Awesome. I love it. I love what Major League Baseball is doing. I think it's great. That would be a good matchup. What other gimmick can Major League Baseball, because the NHL did it with the outside games, and it was a big hit. You know, what other gimmick can Major League Baseball do to liven it up a little bit?
I made two suggestions. One was playing a regular season game in Cooperstown at Doubleday Field around the Hall of Fame.
Sure.
And the other one was recreating the Sandlot.
Love both ideas.
I think it's awesome. It makes you want to watch, and that's what they have to do, because the product they have now is not very good.
And Cooperstown would actually be easy, Steve, because the Hall of Fame ceremony is in September, so they can make it a whole weekend, kind of like how the NFL does with the Pro Football Hall of Fame.
Yep.
Sure.
Well, don't they kind of do it in Williamsport? Don't they have a...
Williamsport. Williamsport they do. It's coming up. It's going to be Cleveland and the Angels. So Shohei Ohtani and Mike Trout are going to Bowman Field.
Cool.
Yep.
So my next one, will Sean Carey be the stadium announcer in Williamsport this year?
I don't know how they're doing that, because I saw Rob Thomas last night, and Rob does it sometimes too. They will need a stadium announcer, and they'll need that in rotation. But they're only going to be parents there.
Correct. Yeah, the Little League announced today that they're revoking the general admission tickets for 3,000 people.
No way.
Yeah.
Yep.
They're pulling back on that because of the rising COVID.
Oh, that's stuck on stupid. So you can put 36,000 people in Fenway Park, but you can't do it at the Little League World Series.
They're only doing it here because you have a lot of kids that are 12 and under, ineligible to be vaccinated, so they're just taking extra precautions there. And they've always done that throughout since this whole thing started.
So that explains, because I've been watching some of the games, that's why there's no fans in the stadiums.
Correct.
At the semifinals and stuff.
Yeah, the regional
qualifying games.
Yeah.
Yep.
Heartbreak. You know, because you're a kid, you never get this time back. So, I don't know, whatever. Tough time for people.
Steve, you got one?
What do you guys think of Jalen Hurts?
I think he's an okay NFL quarterback. He brings some spark to Philadelphia, but he is limited as to how far he can take them.
I thought he got a good start last night.
How did he do last night?
I thought he had a good start last night.
Yeah, I saw just bits and pieces of it because we couldn't get the NFL Network, but I think that this might blow your guys' mind. I think he is the best quarterback to come out of Alabama since Joe Namath. I think his ability, he's a different type of kid. I mean, this is a kid who took a team to the national championship. I believe he won the national championship and then was the backup quarterback the next year. And stood there and took it, you know, took it like a man. And then went to Oklahoma and took that team to the Final Four. And some players just know how to win and know how to conduct themselves. And he does. And I think he's a special player. And give him time. If he doesn't get hurt, he can do something in the NFL.
His problem is going to be accuracy. So that's always going to be his problem. He's got to be more accurate throwing the ball.
Right. I don't know enough about that stuff. But character-wise, this kid's got it all. So.
And July 1st, The federal government is going to nickname it Chris Davis Day.
Oh my God. He is going
to get $42 million in deferred payments for 15 years. He will get his full $23 million salary next year. He will get annual salaries of $9.16 million in 23, 24, 25. From 26 to 32, he'll get $3.5 million. And from 33 to 37, $1.4 million, which at that point he'll be 51. Chris Davis, so American financial hero.
State worker in the state of Connecticut. That's mega.
Chris Davis. American working hero.
How do you retire? You quit.